Winger, Amp here. My position's about to be compromised. I'm not sure how much longer I can stay here. Through the comm channel, tension dripped from the agent's quiet voice. 23 years old and new to tactical operational support, Amp sounded green and unsure. Reminded me of my first field mission less than a year ago. Hang tight, Amp. Focus on the neutralization of the firewall. I projected calm, because it's what my team needed. Meanwhile, from an electrical equipment closet on the first floor, I worked to take over the research facility's security system so it would appear as though multiple breaches were in progress. Petty, do you have eyes on Amp's position? There are three working to open the door where Amp is. Petty didn't have a tremble in her voice, even though this was her first time, too. No doubt part of that was her safer position in the van outside. They've brought in a blowtorch to get through the door.
Winger, what am I going to do?
You keep working. You're there because you know what needs to be done. We'll keep you safe. The building's security was ridiculous in its complexity. Usually it was easy to find the logic in a system. This one seemed to have none. Maybe that was the point. I hoped to use the intricacies to force its downfall. Petty, how many inside?
Stand by.
As the seconds ticked by, I got fidgety. Petty?
Winger, one moment.
Don't have a moment, Petty. Annoyance slipped into my voice, which I didn't like. Petty and Amp were assigned to me for this mission, and it fell to me to be senior agent in charge.
Winger, they're cutting through. There's already a small hole in the door. I need at least another 2 minutes.
Understood, Amp. He was right on schedule. In the mission briefing, he said he'd need 15 minutes and he was at 13.
Petty, now!
17 across the three floors. Biggest clusters are on 3 and 1.
Time to make a distraction. I sent commands to deceive the security system into thinking an intruder breached a second floor lab.
Petty, disable the monitors on my mark, but maintain your visibility.
Understood. Standing by.
After a double check of the commands, I poised my finger over the enter key.
Now, Petty.
Monitors disabled.
Distraction enabled.
The security statuses flipped from green to red on the south side of the second floor.
No one's moving to that area, Winger.
What?
Confirmed,
Petty continued.
They're ignoring it.
What the hell? My monitor returned to green status. Everything seemed in order to make this work, especially since I saw... There was a loop of logic checks. This design was clever. I read quickly through the code and found the subroutine causing the problem.
Stand by.
We got bad intel on this place. No mention of buried security measures appeared in any of the reports. If we'd known that, we wouldn't have sent Amp in before we knew we had control. I shouldn't have sent him in to start before I confirmed we could keep him safe. Now we needed an improvised distraction, or he'd be exposed and the mission would fail. I typed rapidly, looking for a way to make the security sensors trip.
Petty, keep me posted on Amp's status.
Copy that, Winger.
Nothing worked. Apparently only the door sensor could send the right command back to central control to confirm an intruder. There was no time to figure this out.
Damn it, Winger. I need more time. I've run into interference. Someone's trying to kick me out. My timeline is shot.
Understood, Amp. Petty, do you have eyes on me?
Confirmed, Winger.
This sucked hard, but there was little choice. If I couldn't make a distraction remotely, I'd have to do it manually.
Amp, I'm en route to your location. Keep at it and stop for nothing.
But,
understood?
Silence filled the channel for a moment.
Copy that.
He clearly didn't like it. Petty, help me stay out of sight.
Got it. You're clear for the corridor you're in and then onto the elevators and stairs.
Understood.
Despite the info, I opened the door slowly and peeked around the corner. Since it was after hours, the lighting was at half, but that wouldn't obscure me if anyone came into the hall.